around this time on a Friday, we settle down. Alison from BQ Blog comes in. We talk something delicious. How are you?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
It's called the weekly feed. It's time to get it rolling.
Yes.
What do you want to chat about today?
Meat.
Oh, good.
The beautiful.
When do we? We never not talk about meat.
We this have vegetarian great. Conversations.
What particular?
Well, I want to talk in particular not about a restaurant, but about a butcher.
Okay.
So, and it's this fantastic butcher on Stanmore Road in Petersham, and you know it.
I do know it. It's right around the corner from my house.
Yes, it's called Lazar.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And it's one of those places, I think, you know, again, like most of the places that we love, you drive by or walk by and sort of not think to go in there.
No.
But this place is a cathedral of meat.
It's like
it's
stepping
beautiful.
20 years, 30 years into the past.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's really, really amazing. And at the moment, when you go in there, it's a very small little shop front, but hanging from the ceiling, almost covering the entire ceiling, are huge legs of prosciutto curing.
Oh.
And he's getting them ready. We asked him about them, and he's getting them all ready for Christmas. So, and they've got little dates written on them. So some have been there for a few months since March, and they're all sort of queued up to be ready by the end of the
Christmas
year.
Christmas prosciutto.
It's about $200 for a whole leg.
That is the best $200 you will spend.
That's on my Christmas list, Santa. So what he does all his own. He makes everything there and smokes everything. So the smell is just fantastic.
Which I think a lot of people don't realise
yeah.
that he's smoking all of his own meat in a very old school Hungarian style.
Yeah, yeah. And it's things like beautiful sausages.
Yeah.
You've got the tiny little ones that, you
know. Shvabchichi?
Yes. Oh, you can pronounce
love,
it better than
love
me.
Those.
But the other ones that we love are larger ones that we sort of describe them as beer drinking sausages. And they're the kind of thing that you'll get a big sausage and you'll cut off hunks, you know, spread out a newspaper, get your sausage, cut off hunks with a knife and a bit of cheese and drink a cold beer.
Yeah.
And just sort of sit out and enjoy yourself while you're having, you know, this delicious smoked meats. And some are spicier than others, so you can get spicy or not so spicy. So, you know, you can have that. But you can chop it up, you can put it in salads, you can, you know, do whatever you like normally like with a sort of a smoked sausage.
Especially as we're coming into that kind of summer period.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But look, what I just love is it is such an old school local butchery.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
are dying off so rapidly.
Yeah,
they are
that's right.
just hard to find. There's another one at the other end of Petersham,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is very Portuguese,
yes,
very
yes,
wonderful.
Absolutely.
But they've got some inventive like sausages. They're still doing a Merlot and cracked pepper pork
oh,
sausage.
Wow, yum.
Which is delicious.
Yeah,
but you know,
yeah.
you're missing this as these places close.
That's right. And I think what happens is a lot of people they retire or they you know, there's the sort of drudgery or the not drudgery, but the or the day-to-day work,
yes,
the heaviness of, you know, lifting carcasses of meat is probably very taxing on the body and that day-to-day work, it, you know, you must want to at some point say that's enough. And who takes over if it's not the family or, you know, there's...
Well, unfortunately, big chain supermarkets take
that's
over.
That's right. Everything in a plastic tub with a sealed lid, you
yeah,
know,
which is just disappointing.
Much more attractive. So, but there's other great things that we love at this at Lazar's as well, the smoked ribs.
Ooh.
So I know it's getting cool, warmer. Why am
You're
I?
Just dreaming.
I
know, cooler. I'm dreaming. Please be cooler.
But this is great. Like if you've got something like a bean soup or,
yep.
you know, a vegetable soup, you can put these little hunks of ribs in and they'll just give it an unbelievable lift. It's just incredible. So they're fantastic. But the other thing that we love behind the counter is a big tub of just pork crackling, little nubbins of porky delight that you can just grab a handful of and eat, or you can add it in. I made a vegetable soup the other day and added in some of these pork cracklings into it, almost like
a crouton.
Meat croutons.
Yes.
And it changed my world. It was just like, that's it. That, no more bread for me.
Ever again.
Ever again. I'm having pork croutons forever.
And to be clear, you're not actually that local to this butcher. You're travelling quite some distance.
Oh, no. I just have to walk down Stanmore Road. It's okay, not that right. far. You know, from the Warren View down. It's not that far. But if you are vegetarian or not wanting to partake of meat, there's also a fantastic range. He stocks wonderful jars of pickles.
Mm.
So you can get pickled cabbage, pickled gherkins, and the fantastic Ivar, which is like a capsicum and eggplant spread. It's bright, bright red.
I know the one.
Yeah. And it's so delicious. And, you know, you can put it in pasta. You can sort of stir it through. You can have it on bread. And it's so, so good. So for summer, that's having a jar of that in the fridge is just going
to
save you.
Just ready to roll when you need it.
In any situation. So.
Look at you encouraging people to cook at home and not go out and eat.
No.
Shocking stuff.
No, we're encouraging people to go out and shop. at local places, small places, and places that are, I think are really disappearing across Sydney.
Please support them because we miss them when they're gone.
That's
and we
right.
don't realise how much they contributed to an area and a community until they have gone.
Yeah, but and it can be sort of cheaper as well. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, we bought sliced meats there, that the brawn or the head cheese, fantastic.
Don't even start with me on that. I love it so much.
But it's cheaper than buying it at the Colesworth. So, you know, it's much better.
Also, try going into your local big chain supermarket and demanding that you need a rabbit done in quarters and see if they'll actually pay attention to you because a butcher will do that for
that's
you.
That's right. So, yes, so get out there and eat meat, eat vegetables, but buy it local.
Alison, thank you so very much, as always. Where can people read a little bit about what you do on
at
the blog?
Our blog, b-kyu.com.
As always, that'll be up on the 2SER.com website as well.